life. The only thing that belongs to you is the life and energy you are using. There is nothing else in the world to deal with but your own life. Life provided the earth for you. Life asks no interest on its use. All it asks is obedience. It asks so little. Life is wonderful, holding all the glories of the universe within itself. All that ever acts is life. From the smallest to the greatest thing, there is definite action. Life is action. Life is not quiet. Life in its freedom of action is always dynamically positive. The life that beats the heart is that perpetual motion. Nothing in the universe is practical but life. Nothing is so successful as naturalness. Mankind has become so artificial. As you call forth life and it flows harmoniously through you, you bless life. Until you know yourself, you are two distinct individuals, the human and the divine. When you change your attitude toward life, it changes toward you. The need is not so much to change occupation, but attitude. It can be as effective as a change in sense of direction about a place. For instance, one is going south on a highway, but it seems north, so to the left would seem to be west, yet it is east. When he gets the sense, the consciousness of going south is immediately reversed. What makes the change? His consciousness. He thinks it, and when the feelings completely follow that, instantly it changes. We often feed our very life into the thing which will harm and limit us. When you balance all to life, you will feel an ease, a comfort you had not felt before. Mastery means just the dominion over the human or outer self by light or life. Determination is the greater action of life called forth through your human self, charging your feeling world. Your determination is the power of the greater light acting within the lesser. Determination is the activity of your life asserting itself for the perfection which it is. When people oppose the light, they oppose their own life. In life, God, there is no beginning or end. God is all in all, and these are but human concepts of the limited intellect. Man expands, not evolves. Substance evolves. Necessity is the mother of powerful impelling force. Life has said we should use 40% of the presence instead of only 10%. The presence is within, but the greater part of it is without, above. This process or activity works from within, out. Life is very flexible. You transcend the three-dimensional plane of consciousness, which in thought and feeling you do even in your daily activities. You can, in thought, in consciousness, go to any other city or place, yet the physical body stays where it is. Unless you cooperate with life, give obedience, you cannot be harmonious to your fellow men. To the student who gives obedience will come everything that is required. You have all right to command substance and energy, but not human beings. To command, one must first learn to obey. Everything in manifestation is obedient to mankind, if they only knew it. Harmony in the feelings, conservation of energy, and the call to the presence is the little obedience life requires, a trinity of action. Reason for disobedience is determination to be the authority in the outer. Only as you yield to the appearance world will you have lost harmony temporarily. The easy way of keeping yourself harmonized is the outpouring of love and blessings to all everywhere. Grace means what? A harmonious way to correct disgrace. In joy is comprehension. In harmony is understanding. Light is self-luminous substance. Harmony is self-luminous substance. To keep harmony, there must be a steady outpouring without interruption. Your discrimination should keep you from requalifying the energy you have called forth. Discrimination is the highest part of wisdom. Keep happiness acting in your world. When you are happy, the points of light in every cell breathe in rhythm. All happiness comes from the presence, but you think it comes from things in the outer. Happiness does not require things or conditions. Happiness alone comes from your heart, and you can generate it at will. Happiness is energy qualified. Happiness is much more than just in the intellect or the outer, because you have full feeling of it. Pour forth earnest, determined gratitude to life. Pouring out gratitude will shut out all less than perfection. It is one of the easiest ways to overcome financial limitation. Freedom is all constructive qualities acting. Humbleness is the means by which your freedom comes. Whatever you do, be humble before that great presence who gives you life. Always be humble before the light, no matter what manifestation takes place. There is no greater activity than friends. The word friendship is the greatest thing outside of the presence. It means impersonal, perfect desire. Free will, every life stream is free to choose what service to life he wishes to give. Free will is paramount, and the prerogative of your free will may not be intruded upon. Even the masters may not intrude to save one from so-called death. They do all that the law allows, but they may not intrude. Elixir of life is just the substance of your own life brought into visibility. Many people have heard of or read something about an elixir of life, which is said to restore and sustain youth. That has been an alchemical study through the ages and, in fact, can be produced. Since mankind have gotten into this density, discord, and disease, and away from the original plan of life, they have lost their eternal youth and beauty. Some highly illumined human beings have been able to draw forth such an elixir. What the elixir does is increase the vibratory action of the cells. This can also be done by direct contact with one's own I Am presence when there is sufficient development in the outer self, thereby raising the vibratory action of the nucleus or center core of the cell or atom, and also the electrons rotating around it. That can be set into action and sustained by the I Am presence. In the early ages, when mankind lived in perfection, as is still done now on other planets, they did not have some revitalizing drink of a similar constituent as elixir. In the 18th century in Europe, when Saint Germain was known by many, on more than one occasion he produced such an elixir and gave it to certain persons, which returned youth to them and sustained it. When mankind in general had lost this greater perfection, some powerful destructive human beings, by some termed black magicians, conceived the idea of creating a liquid to imitate this elixir, which would be a stimulant. Out of that, our present-day intoxicating liquor has been derived, sometimes called fire water. Evergreen trees denote everlasting life. Life is everywhere. Light is its activity. Light is the radiance of life. Light radiates first from a flame. Primal substance is light. Mankind come and go, but the light goes on forever. What is that light? The light that beats your heart. It is the authority of the universe. It is that perpetual motion. Light is to your activity what blood is to the physical body. What allows you to accept? The light in you. Stand in the light and draw to yourself your own. Become one in the world, but be not of it. Abide in the activity and the wisdom of the presence, which is light. Not only are you clothed with this light, but the intensification of the light ray from the presence takes place. A ray of light is self-luminous, intelligent substance. All is substance of light. The world, your bodies, the presence. Light, when it reaches a certain vibratory action, it compels all to bow before it. All constructive activity is the use, the release of the power of light. The power of light is the supreme authority over all appearances. How that light in each one leaps forth at the thought of its freedom. Feel light currents flow through you as water flowing over your body. Jesus said, "I am the fullness of that light." Time of just meditation is over. Today is the day of action. Action of light. We should each one be a focus or center like a light bulb radiating out light, which is qualified with harmony, peace, illumination, healing, or any God quality. Light is substance that is very evident in a searchlight. It can be seen plainly in a beam of light from a big searchlight that sometimes plays over a city. Why the expression, have or get light on the subject? When a thing is not understood? The same with wrong beliefs, distresses, confusion, perplexities. When a thing is understood, it takes all the mystery out of it, and fear is no more. As one in a dark room, when the light is turned on, has no more fear. So it is in understanding, which is an action or phase of your consciousness when light, a self-luminous, intelligent substance, enters it. Enough light on a subject illumines and clarifies it. One's state of consciousness is determined by how much light he lets pour through him. Some people are never daunted by the weather, no matter what the condition. That is because they have enough inner light coming through themselves. Many times, mankind want to do things but cannot give response because the light within is not strong enough. Love. Divine love is intelligence, energy, substance, life in action. Love is a self-luminous substance, an impersonal activity in essence. It is kind consideration. Love is the motivating power of the universe and all therein. It is the fundamental principle of all creation. Divine love is a sevenfold activity. Seven things we must have for perfection. Divine love is a presence, light, principle, intelligence, power, substance, and activity. The heart is the focus of divine love in you. The sun is the focus of divine love for this system of planets. The central sun is the focus of divine love for our system and those others around it. Harmony of life is divine love. When you have harmony, you have an outpouring of divine love. Force is qualified energy charged with a human quality. When a force is to be governed, it must be positive love. If love is not real, it becomes repellent. Love is proved by action, not words. Divine love must be governed by wisdom and released by power. Power alone without love creates fear. Wisdom alone becomes cold. Love alone runs into human qualities. Where there is fear, there is not love. If we love God, the presence, there can't be fear. One should rest like a child when he gains confidence in the presence. Divine love can be tangible substance. Mother love is the closest to pure divine love and has many times given protection. For example, boys in war were protected by their mother's love enfolding them, which is a tangible substance. Physical contact is not necessary to love one another, but instead it is poured out from the heart, one to the other, through light rays. Birds and animals go to a master because he is an outpouring of love through devotion to his source. It is that, and not attention to them, but on the source that draws them to him. Flame. Primal substance is light. Light radiates first from the flame. Flame is a concentration of a light ray, as you can concentrate the sun's ray through a glass till a flame is produced. A flame is a ray of light condensed or concentrated sufficiently to make a flame. A flame comes from the invisible into the visible, and when extinguished, it returns to the invisible, four-dimensional. The sacred fire is master in any sphere. The sacred fire on earth has been held in the retreats of the masters up to this time. Sacred fire is primal light consciously qualified with a specific quality. The sacred fire invoked or called into action can do what physical fire cannot do. The use of the sacred fire will not harm anyone. The sacred fire is flame qualified by some self-conscious being. It is qualified by feeling to act in a specific manner. This is already qualified in concentrated energy, which anyone may draw forth into use in a perfectly natural way. It is no mystery, but is as scientific as anything in the outer world. The action of the incoming cycle is to invoke these virtues and powers. Jesus applied and taught these same activities of the sacred fire. In his time, the law did not permit it to be given to the masses, as is done now, so he gave it to them in parables. He did give it to the disciples and those close to him, to whatever degree they could understand. Lord Gautama Buddha also understood and applied these same laws, as did Moses and all avatars. The threefold flame is a direct activity from the Godhead. The threefold flame is a focus of light projected by ascended beings qualified with balanced activity. In the new age, it will be the manifestation of the Godhead. It will be transmuting and creative. The three plumes of the threefold flame represent love, wisdom, and power. It represents the three activities of fire: consumes or transmutes, creates and sustains. The threefold flame on Atlantis was in its consuming or transmuting activity. In the time of the buried city of the Amazon, it was in its creative activity. The threefold flame in America will be in its creative activity. Wherever there is a trinity of action, there is always the balance of the threefold flame. The fleur-de-lis is a representative of the threefold flame. The transmuting violet flame comes only from the feet up. The threefold flame can come from above or anywhere. When the presence is called into action and it acts, it is always a balanced activity of love, wisdom, and power. It is the triune action of God which takes place in all creation. It is represented in the threefold flame as love by the color of pink, wisdom by the color of gold, and power by the color of blue. This is the trinity of action. Everything is a trinity of action. All divine action in the world moves in a trinity of action. Heartbeat of electrons, the Christ self, and physical heart should beat in unison. Everything is twofold, and the combination of the two makes a threefold activity. Out of the threefold action come the seven rays and the sevenfold flame. There are the three rays, and then the third ray is divided into five rays, making seven in all. Man has five fingers and five toes, which correspond to this division of the third ray, denoting manifestation in the outer. Each individual is in reality a ray of light. By the capacity to recognize oneself as a light ray extended from the presence through the silver cord, which is a precipitated light ray, one can learn again how to draw or create a ray of light, and through conscious direction project it forth to render a specific service. You are really a precipitated light ray. Everything is in that ray of light from the presence. An idea becomes a building. You have the idea and then gather the substance around it. The immortal flame in the heart is the very tip of the extension of the individualized presence of God through the Christ self. The threefold flame in your heart is projected and directed by the presence. It is what gives you being, life, and intelligence, enables you to think, feel, and say, I am, and gives you the capacity to create. The threefold flame is anchored in the physical heart, and around it is coalesced the physical form. Radiation from the tiny threefold flame in the heart keeps the function of the body going. It supplies you with energy. All you use in a lifetime comes from that tiny flame, God dwelling in you. The threefold flame of divine love is the flame from the heart of the presence. The presence is anchored in the threefold flame in the heart. It is within. What needs to be done is expand the flame through adoration and acceptance, and draw more and more of the presence from within through the outer self. Draw it from within, a four-dimensional activity, out. This threefold flame in the heart is the jewel in the lotus, as termed by some teachings. What keeps that flame in your heart beating? You say, God. Yes, an individualized focus of God, the real you, in you, the I Am presence. The expansion of the flame in the heart is the activity that illumines all to you. The voice is radiance from the flame in the heart. Various actions of the sacred fire can be and act at the same place and time, physically speaking. They do not interfere with each other because each has its own vibratory rate. They do sometimes enhance each other and by combined action produce greater and greater results. A flame or action of light consciously called forth begins to recede or be drawn back to its source, unless given attention at least once in 24 hours.